An analyst with the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, Jason Stern, says the crucial DRC election could become a winner-takes-all affair, an election that does not leave any role for the minority party in the parliament.
The danger is that the election will turn into a winner-takes-all affair, where the winner of the presidential election not only wins the presidential election, but as events in the last couple of weeks in parliament, this newly elected parliament, have shown, is that the majority in parliament does not want to give any guarantees to the minority in parliament. So in most parliaments, you have guarantees from the minority that they have positions in key commissions, auditing bodies, and so on. Until now in parliament, it seems like the majority wants to dominate everything, leaving the political opposition without many rights, without a leg really to stand on.
Both candidates, President Joseph Kabila and Vice President and former rebel Jean-Pierre Bemba, still rely on large private security guards that are not integrated into the army. After first-round results were announced in August, supporters of the two candidates clashed, leaving dozens dead in Kinshasa. A small European Rapid Reaction Force helped the large but overextended UN peacekeeping mission stop the fighting. A Congolese analyst, Wewe Kabamba, fears that with the stakes much higher now, second-round results could lead to renewed civil strife.
We have many elements now showing pretty well that we are about having a civil war. We have two belligerents. We have President Kabila, who have his own army. We have Jean-Pierre Bemba, who also have his own army. We somehow thought that those people will merge all their army in integrated army. But unfortunately, at the end of transition period, we realized that they still have their militias men. So being in touch with one group and the other, no one is ready to accept the failure at the end of this process.
Kabamba is not encouraged by the fact that voting in the first round was split along geographic lines, and that in the run-up to the second round, campaigners from the West had problems coming to the East and vice versa.
Some conflictual aspect we saw in the DRC during the campaign, what I consider myself to be simply the tip of the iceberg, because there are many, many, many problems between the West and the East, and it's likely to break up in a war.
Mr. Kabila has refused to sign an agreement guaranteeing security for the loser of the election. His opponent, Vice President Bemba, was asked what he would do if his forces were attacked.
I will defend myself. I will defend my family. With what? With Angel? When you are attacked with gun and ammunition, how do you respond?
Neither candidate has taken to the campaign trail, citing security concerns. Vice President Bemba has said that if he loses in a transparent election, he will go into peaceful opposition. But Mr. Kabila has not said anything. The son of the country's former leader, Laurent Désiré Kabila, who was assassinated in 2001, has kept busy building alliances with major political parties. There are also reports his presidential guard has been receiving new shipments of weapons. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Kinshasa.